The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Wednesday, November 23rd, 2022. Thank you so much for joining the Power Hour this day before the observance of the Thanksgiving holiday. The Power Mall order line, by the way, is going to be closed Thursday and Friday in observance of that. You can order by phone today from the Power Mall. That's right. And you know what the number is. 877-817-9829. We have a new order support representative at the Power Mall. Linda's going to be joining Jay to take your orders by phone. So if you get Linda, don't freak out. It's still the Power Mall. And you can still place your orders if you're having problems ordering on thepowermall.com. Just let us know. You know, when you reach a human being on the other end of that phone line, it's toll free. And that's one of the reasons why we've got the Thanksgiving specials going on at the Power Mall. Here's all the stuff that's 10% off. Discount price is already marked, by the way. If you're shopping online, you don't have to worry about the code at checkout. Charcoal House, Global Healing, Good Health Naturally, Happy Bodies, Head to Toe Clay, Mother Earth Minerals, North American Urban Spice, Strauss Naturals, Topical Biomedics, Transderma Minerals, White Harvest Seed Company. 20% off, Grown by Nature, Miracle 2, Miracle Skin, Optivita Health, Oxygen America, Silver Botanicals, iComplex CS, Vitamir, and Willard Water. Wow. Then we've got the Optivita Winter Wellness Bundle, where you get two boxes of silver lozenges, a bottle of vitamin C, and a bottle of vitamin D. Bundle retails $70.90, but your price is $53 this week. And don't forget to add the silver gel, 24 part per million, and Optivita Silver Liquid, 10 part per million. To complete your winter wellness bundle, my wife and I took 2 tablespoons yesterday, right after we got off the show, and discussed that with Frank Davis, just to make sure our system is rocking and rolling on this end. And of course, if you buy a Sun Air Purifier, it's a drop ship item, but please be aware, we'll be notified of it, because you're buying it through the Power Mall, and you can get 2 free bottles of Tranquil when you do that. We'll send them to you. Sun Air will come from one. We'll send them to you from the other. And of course, now for those of you who want a hard copy of the Power Mall catalog, all you have to do is call Jay at 877-817-9829. We'll be happy to send you one, because we had just updated it. So if you don't want to read it online, or you can't because you don't have internet, now's your opportunity to just ask when you call by phone to get a copy of the catalog, and we will send you one. Okay. Don't want you to be, we want you to have the list, because we don't want you to be listless. Let's see what else. Oh, Heaven's Harvest Emergency Storable Food. We are now taking orders for that at thepowermall.com as well. They're going to be drop shipped directly from Heaven's Harvest, but you get to order them through the Power Mall. And we've had people doing it, and they love it, and we'll be happy to answer your questions. You know, you're looking at the catalog. If not, you can call us up and we'll give you a little consult. My wife and I have tried the products, and we love them. You know, it's always nice when you want to make, there's only two of you, that means you're probably going to get 3 meals, and you can actually cook it and freeze some of it. But you get 3 meals generally out of a bag, unless you got a family of 6 you're feeding. So basically, you can feed a family of 4 for $10. That's cheaper than going out to eat. Now, as far as shortwave goes, you know, we're contemplating doing away with 13.845, not 7.490. We're going to keep that. But the price to keep us on shortwave is exorbitant. I mean, it's outrageous. It's out of this world. It constitutes about a fourth of our monthly expenses here at the Power Hour. So we're taking calls at the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Hit the connect to the support line and leave us a message. Don't talk to the people at the Power Mall. just hit the support line when it asks you for, you know, for support, press this number and connect to that and leave us a message and let us know you're listening, if you haven't done so already, to 13.845. If we don't get a whole lot of phone calls on that frequency, well, you know what happens. Off it goes. It's going to save us a ton of money. And, of course, we appreciate your donations, and you can help the Power Mall out just specifically by going to the Power Mall. Or you can send a donation when you see the buymeacoffee.com pop up. You can click. You can join the team. You can do monthly donations. You can do custom donations. And we appreciate that. And we'll even give you kudos and accolades right here on the show. Today at noon, we're going to have Matthew Landman on. He's been here before, holds an MBA. And, of course, he's working on a worked on a Humboldt County farm, became aware of the effects of geoengineering. We're talking about chemtrails and 5G, folks. He's got websites like frankenskies.com. Yep. SparrowProtectionClothing.com, ActualActivist.com. I have him on in the noon hour. In the meantime, the news keeps on coming. Whether it's fully true or not is up to you to decide. I'm not going to mince words here. I have no filter, unlike other talk show hosts I've heard have filters. They're afraid to say things because they're going to piss off their advertisers. Well, you know what? Our advertisers on the Power Mall believe in what we're talking about. They are awake and aware, just like you. We have the smartest listeners on this show. And, of course, 844-769-2944 is the number to call. I'm assuming you're going to wish me a happy Thanksgiving. The same to you as well, you and yours and your family. I hope you're celebrating. There's some things that we're going to be talking about preparations for Thanksgiving. A lot of them is like crap. And you're not going to like it. But we have to tell you, this is what your government is putting out there. So you should be aware. Because it may come up at the dinner table as subject of conversation. It might even come up beforehand if you're planning on catching a flight and all of a sudden you find out garbage. And you're like, wait a minute. What do you mean Fauci is telling everybody to get tested before Thanksgiving, saying everybody should be vaccinated? You see, this guy can't resign from office without opening his yap and putting out more disinformation in an attempt to depopulate the United States of America. This moron is making money off of your loved ones dying. And see, the thing is, if he wants to sue me, I get discovery. And just like the GOP committee, see, it's a whole different animal because when you're in court, he has to answer questions under oath. And that means we get to depose him. He gets to answer it under oath, and he gets to tell me all about Deborah Birx's tell-all book and how he lied to everybody and how he can justify all these people who have gotten the jab, dropping dead of all these different things, and how this is disinformation. How's that possible? You see, I don't have that filter. And I'm going to tell you like it is. This guy is like Dr. Joseph Mengele, experimenting on us, we the people, and murdering as many as he can. I've had frontline doctors who have convinced me that that is exactly what is happening right now. And the CDC is even backing them up. Yeah, CDC is even saying, oh, yeah, you need to wear masks. I mean, now that, I mean, the administration and Homeland Security, Health and Human Services, they're all sitting there saying, oh, you need to wear a mask. God, they can't let go of that narrative. They still got to flex that control muscle and see this kind of garbage that people are saying that is literally alienating America from its own government, who is supposed to be serving we the people, not the other way around. And you see, here's the kicker. I'm not anti-government, despite what people will say. I have no intention of committing suicide. And, you know, see, a lot of people who think that they might be under fire will say that. And I'm not under fire. I'm telling you like it is. And this is the thing. You know, if they can't handle the truth. Oh, God, I sound like Jack Nicholson again. You can't handle the truth. If they can't handle the truth, then, you know, so be it. We're going to find out at some point in time in the future who are the folks that actually put out the disinformation. All that's going to come out. Jen Psaki, by the way, is going to have to be deposed, and she's going to have to disclose who it is that told her to keep her mouth shut and poo-poo the whole thing off and say, oh, no, we didn't say that. That's disinformation. She gets to tell who in big tech she communicated with and that's been given marching orders to censor you. I mean, the medical boards are still attacking frontline doctors, including Peter McCullough, Syed Haider. We've had Syed on the show. I met Peter McCullough at the Clay Clark Reawaken America tour. This is what they're doing, folks. It's censorship. And because of all this misinformation that's going on right now, and including disinformation, even the World Health Organization has gotten in on this. They've announced it's working with big tech to combat misinformation online. 850,000 YouTube videos related to harmful or misleading COVID-19 misinformation were removed from the platform from February 2020 to January of 21. Amazing. And they admit it. They admit they're censoring. They don't want the truth to get out. And this is a problem. Because when the frontline doctors are seeing this and they're treating it and they're not getting any deaths and nobody's going to the hospital, well, that's counterproductive to the narrative. Hospitals want to make up to $300,000 for every person they kill in their death camp. You know, it's crazy the way that works. Dave in New York, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning. Being, you know, just past the anniversary of Kennedy's assassination, you've heard of St. John Hunt before, correct?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, E. Howard Hunt's son.
Right.
Anyway, E. Howard Hunt was in the OSS, and so was his wife, Dorothy, which is St. John's mother. And it gets all into all the different projects and the names of the operations and everything. And later he became part of the CIA. And at any rate, it's very interesting, and so much information is released on that. And believe it or not, on January 14th of 2016, St. John Hunt was on with Joyce for 2 hours, hour two and hour three of January 14th, 2016. And that's where I just got all the information I just gave you, that I didn't give you everything on her by any means.
Okay.
But, I mean, that's, if you want to know who, by the time at the park or whatever, you know, the people shooting Kennedy, E. Howard Hunt was called a bench warmer. He was too old. He used to be a sniper back in the 30s and 40s, but he was way beyond that. And when he was on his deathbed or whatever, he gave his son a confession, and his son recorded it and wrote them. And then he got better, and he wanted all his stuff back. Well, he gave him his stuff back, but the son hung on to the recordings and the paperwork. So, it tells you basically the deathbed confessions always get me, you know what I mean? And then, of course, his mother was going to go forward with it, and her plane was sent out of all the planes flying that day to an airport too small to receive them, and it was darked out, and they didn't have the landing lights on, and it ended up crashing into a bunch of houses, and she died with the plus people on the ground died, you know, but that's collateral damage.
It is. Well, that's the way things work, and nobody pays any attention to it. It's just one of those mishaps that just goes down in history and gets hidden in the history books.
Yeah, and when you say, you mentioned Chewbacca or something, it sounds like the Star Wars bar. And then I draw a correlation between the people, the bad guys in charge, and the Star Wars bar. You know, I watched that Star Trek there where all these bad villains from the old days, and then they had Abraham Lincoln, and they had Spock's, the guy that Spock looked up to all the time, and, you know, Captain Kirk, and, you know, all these guys.
Yeah, we've already got her up to warp 5, and we can't go any faster, Captain, you know.
Beat me up, Scott. And another thing, that the hard shell, the exoskeleton of hard shell bugs, it's 1,000 times more powerful than gluten and cannot be cooked out. When you're talking about, this is worse than cricket flour, okay, because it's the hard shell. And it's called chitin. I spelled it C-H-I-T-O-N because that's what it sounded like. But there's no stopping it. And so when they start putting this into the foods, you know, there's no way detecting it. It's in there. They don't have to mention that it's in there in the first place. It's obviously if they're trying to.
Oh, my.
You know.
So, now you're driving me buggy, Dave.
I got it. I hope everybody else did. Yeah. I always end up being Mr. Cheery, but time is short, and I got to get these things out because it would be no good to be. You know how many people I know that don't want to come out and know something's going on and are.
When the economy's bad, they're sending out little Christmas cards. Money's tough, times are hard. Here's your effing Christmas card.
When you put salt and light, again, I may have said this before, but salt and light can be an irritant or a purifier. And if you hide your light under a bushel, you're not getting out when you should, and you know that you're afraid. Well, there's fear is not part of the, when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, don't be worried. I mean, this stuff is to happen. Okay. I mean, so the big deal again is when you hide yourself under something because you're scared or for your own protection or you want to fit in with everybody else. And the wide road is the road to destruction. You step off to the side, and you warn people like we're doing. Okay. You try to do what you can. Otherwise, you're hiding under that bushel, and that's what's going to happen. When you get up to St. Peter or whatever, you're going to hear, go away, I don't know you. Because you didn't express yourself and let yourself get out there, because you're doing the most important thing you can do in your life, is trying to save other people's lives and lead them to Jesus Christ.
That's right. That's what we want to do here. Well, we appreciate the heads up, Dave. You have a blessed Thanksgiving up where you are. And we now move on to Tim in Michigan. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you. Hey, 9/11, way back in the day, dial-up, watching video after video of the second plane flying into the World Trade Center, going from the screen, flying left to right, I saw something move on the top of a building and replayed the video, watched again and again. Approximately the size of a road sign, it was black, it was on a pipe clamp, about a 3-inch pipe clamp, and as the plane flew in, it was approximately the size of a road sign that you'd see with the blinking arrow. I couldn't see anything other than the sign itself. It was black. I call it a sign. And as the plane flew into the building, this thing spun and followed the plane to the building. Somebody out there has the video of this, and I know it was a real video because I could hear a woman gasp when the plane hit the second building. I couldn't see anything come from the sign other than it spun exactly as that plane flew into the building.
Right.
And somebody has a video of it.
Well, I'm sure they do. Now, let me ask you this. They're not releasing it, Tim. We know that for sure, because if they did, that would have been the conspiracy theory MO of the year. I mean, everybody would have said, what was that sign doing there, and why did it follow the direction of the plane into the building? Was it there to guide them in and say, hit here, because it's going to trigger the explosions, because everything is geared to that floor, and the plane will fly in and immediately start to detonate or put everything at the detonators that were set off in the interior when it was imploded. It was on a timer so that it would automatically start detonating and come apart and come down and fall in on itself, like all these physicists have now said. You're right on the money on that, Tim.
One other thing, all this horrid snow, it was snowing so hard I couldn't see in Michigan. The temperature was 37 degrees. The ground temperature is still too warm to, it's not froze. The water temperature is still warm in Lake Michigan. And I was asking the question, how does it snow at 37 degrees? The weather on the other side of the lake was almost 40 also. So how big does a snowflake have to be to stay frozen, to come down all the way to Earth when it's 37 degrees?
Well, I got a potential answer, and that is here's the thing, Tim. If the snowflake melts when it hits, that's one thing, because 37 degrees, that snowflake should melt when it hits. Now, if it stays in its solid form, I would think that maybe that's not a snowflake. It could be a Democrat.
True.
Happy Thanksgiving, Tim.
I know it takes 27 degrees to make snow if you got a snow machine. It has to be 27 degrees air temperature to make snow.
Yeah, well, it's got to be artificial then, right?
So if it's 37 degrees, I assumed that the weather behind on the west of us was in the single digits, and it was just a frozen mass behind us, and we were just in the lucky warm spot. But no, it was.
You know, I'm going to ask. I'll ask Matthew Landman that at the top of next hour, Tim. So I appreciate your listening and tuning in. I'm going to hit our little world news cycle here before we go to the break. And I appreciate your call. Happy Thanksgiving to you, sir. All right. Demographic winter. Yeah, but this has nothing to do with 37 degrees and what we were just talking about. You know those little things that crawl around in men's ejaculate? Yeah, we can talk about sperm. That's what they are. Guess what? There's a big collapse in male fertility rates around the world, and it's accelerating. According to the journal Human Reproduction Update, sperm counts dropped by 62% in under 50 years, a decades-long trend that's picking up the pace. A low sperm count can contribute to adverse men's health outcomes, testicular cancer, hormonal disruption, oh, talk about PMS in men, genital birth defects, as well as declines in the female reproductive health. See, when you can't mate, and this is another way they're busting up the family unit. This is Haggai Levine, lead author of the study, called the issue a crisis, warning the steep decline could get to an irreversible point. That means no offspring, no kids, no grandkids, and they're given the jab, and that's going right straight to the testicular areas and the ovarian areas, and it's sterilizing, and it's causing miscarriages. I mean, you got to put two and two together here, folks. When the thinking caps go on, Dr. Carrie Mate was right when she said on my show, this is a method of the madness to depopulate this country and the rest of the world. And then you've got WHO out there releasing a guide to combating misinformation. Churchill, by the way, and I'm talking about Winston.
Yes, my Winston Churchill.
Well, he's in disrepute as woke indoctrination in the schools spreads throughout the West. We got some stories about that in our next hour, but they're dealing with it in Britain. YouGov survey of 1,500 UK residents ages 18 to 20. And they are basically saying that this research done by the University of London shows how CRT and radical gender ideology become common concepts taught in the UK schools. So if you think it's only affecting us here and we the people, little old America, well, hey, bloody hell, you're talking serious. You've got CRT in all schools. Yes, we do. Churchill will be rolling over in his grave to know that, or maybe not. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour, day before Thanksgiving. We'll be off tomorrow and Friday, by the way. We'll have replays for you. But in the meantime, news and phone calls after this break. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarest. and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
J.P. Morgan recently warned investors of an economic hurricane heading our way. If you currently have an IRA or 401k, find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. As top economists continually warn us to brace ourselves, find out how to protect your portfolio today with our free definitive gold guide and create your own financial bunker safeguarding your IRA funds. Call right now at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Act now and learn how to protect your IRA and 401k today. Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. That number again is 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-4653.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Wednesday, November 23rd, 2022, the day before Turkey Day, when everybody sits around, if you're doing the traditional Thanksgiving and paying the higher price for birds, getting your little L-tryptophan buzz. That's what happens after you gorge yourself, right? Yeah. You know, we eat in moderation. You know, that's why I only bought an 11-pound bird this year. I just have no intention of gorging myself like some people do. I mean, this, you know, some people, they get together, man, it's like a Roman feast. You know what I mean? You know, it reminds me of that Klumps movie, The Nutty Professor. Y'all better cover your plate. Cletus, don't you dare say that about mama. Oh, come on over here, Cletus. Come on over here. Walk over here, be limping back. You know, one of those things. That kind of thing. That gets me all, you know, wrapped up. I start laughing when I watch that because here you got one guy that does all those impressions. And so you can't help but, you know, jump in on it. Anyway, Fauci, you can stick it. Yep. He's sitting there telling everybody they need to be at least triple jabbed. I'm like, Fauci, you didn't get triple jabbed. I guarantee you that. If you took a picture of you getting saline injection, you see these idiots in Washington that we think are morons? No. These people are very smart. These people know what's in that jab. These people know what the side effects are. And they came down with COVID because they wanted people to feel sorry for them. And Fauci, you know, was apparently on camera with COVID and he didn't look sick to me. I'll tell you what, when I had COVID last June, I didn't want to get out of bed. I was bedridden, literally. I got up and ate soup. That was it. I couldn't stomach anything else. And generally, it was like one meal a day. The rest of the time was in bed. I did not even want to get up. I felt weak, and that's how most of it worked. Now, was I clogged up? No. I did breathing treatments with the nebulizer and the food-grade hydrogen peroxide and saline. We did a lot to try to overcome this, and we did. And we took ivermectin. We finally got in a Z-Pak and prednisone. That kicked it. I'm just telling you what we did. So if you think you're going to get COVID, maybe it's a good idea. You might want to stock up. And, of course, since we don't sell it at the Power Mall, we can't sell these drugs at the Power Mall. I wish we could. You know, we'd probably sell the hell out of ivermectin, but we can't because it is a prescription type of a drug. But there is a place you can go to find it, and we can't announce it on the radio. So if you want to know where we get ours from, you need to email us at support@thepowermall.com or support@thepowerhour.com, and we'll tell you where we get it, all right? For those, it's just FYI out there. You know, I'm not going to mince words, and I don't have a filter. And Fauci, you can go jump in the lake. You can kiss my derriere as far as I'm concerned. I'm not paying any attention to this garbage about masking and any of that other crap. We already know it doesn't work. Been enough doctors come out with proof that it doesn't work. These people, you know, professing themselves wise, they became fools, and God handed them over to a reprobate mind. Now, here's the thing about Arizona. Yep. The attorney general has now filed suit. Sued his opponent and a slew of election officials, including those in Maricopa County, alleging widespread errors and inaccuracies which caused voter disenfranchisement. Officials in at least 15 counties have caused the unlawful denial of the franchise to certain qualified electors, erroneously tallied certain ballots, and included for tabulation in the canvas certain illegal votes in connection with the election for the office of the Arizona Attorney General. Abe Hamadeh, the candidate, said in the complaint, could be Hamadeh, whatever. Poll worker errors. It's what he's pointing to. Well, you know what? When you file a lawsuit, remember this. The plaintiff has the burden of proof. If you file the complaint, you have to have the proof. Now, do you get discovery to help you unravel and maybe find some more truth? Sure you do. But the burden of proof is on you. And, of course, the AG race, like the governor's race, is headed to a recount. And see, Carrie Lake, I have a feeling, is not going to let this stand idle. I think she's going to do the same thing. 2 weeks after the November 8th midterm elections, several U.S. House races still remain uncalled in Alaska, California, and Colorado. Now, here I thought that Lauren Boebert won and her opponent conceded. Well, the media hasn't called it. Like the media has some vested authority to call the election decision desk and I'm with you. Screw you people. You people are liars. You've maintained a very dangerous narrative in this society. You are so lucky people haven't hunted you down because you're a liar and given you a dose of your own medicine. You have affected a lot of people. They've made bad decisions based on your bad advice and your accessories to murder, in my book, because you are refusing to tell the truth and you're waiting for everybody else to leak the truth out before you say, well, maybe that happened. Yeah, take that, Britt Hume. That's the way I put it. Yeah, you saw me do the strawberry if you're watching me on Rumble and Brighteon. That's what I think about all these people that are sitting there maintaining the same thing as Dr. Nicole Sapphire comes on Fox and says everybody needs to get the jab. You people are murderers, and you need to stand trial. And when they have Nuremberg 2, I hope they drag you into it. Every single one of you. Drag you right out of your little network buildings and hang you in the square. That will be a lesson, right? Now, most of us smart people out there know that that probably is not going to happen. Because we the people, you know, and I'm talking about those out there that are not very educated, are going to keep voting the rank and file because, well, we dutifully have to do this if we don't want Trump or we don't want Biden or we don't want, you know, whatever. You don't put somebody in there you do want that's actually worth nominating. No. This is why there's so much infighting going on, because of the politics involved in this stuff. People are so glued to the two-party system, which is more like a uniparty system because they're all crossing party lines and voting for the same crap that's getting us into trouble and dragging our economy into the gutter. And we still have two Senate races going on. You know, Georgia, Alaska, that whole thing in Alaska, what a joke. Why did voters, how could they be so convinced to vote that secondary type of, well, the preference is here's first elector, second elector, third elector, depending on the number of votes and how popular they are. You know, why in hell did they do that? Why did they put that stuff in front of voters? I mean, these people are half barricaded in their homes and can't see in the dark half the year, for crying out loud. I'd like to hear from some people in Alaska with their take on it. If you're listening up there in the frozen tundra, give us a call and let me know why it is you think people voted for this garbage instead of by popular vote. How does it happen? I mean, RNC attorneys, by the way, surveyed Maricopa County voting sites are confirming there are widespread problems. Now, the thing is, printer settings, I mean, all of these things, it's like, okay, who didn't make sure that that was taken care of? So, you know, they can make all the excuses they want, but people need to get down and dirty in the trenches and find out what the hell's going on here. McCarthy, of course, we're talking about Kevin from California. He's very confident about his bid that he's going to become the Speaker of the House and that he's going to get rid of all these other people. He's going to take the gavel away from Nancy Pelosi, you know, the Michael Jackson wannabe on a bad makeup day. And then, you know, he's going to get rid of Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell and Ilhan Omar. They're going to kick them off their committees. Yeah, he's convinced he's going to do that. Yeah. Swalwell. Wow, what a joke. Yeah. And Biden, by the way, here's something of interest you may want to investigate. This is one of the reasons why our uniparty system in America is screwed. When you get to 62 or you get to 65, you know, 62 is Social Security, 65 is Medicare. And all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute, I can't get, what do you mean I can't get regular insurance benefits? Well, no, you're over 65, you have to go on Medicare. Really? Well, do you know now, two economists are reporting in a Wall Street Journal op-ed that Biden is cutting Medicare benefits through the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, which cuts payments for prescription drugs for seniors. Now, remember what he did when he took office and he like did a little executive order removing Trump's effort to lower the cost of prescription drugs like insulin and epinephrine? Oh, no. We can't have that now. We got to jack the prices up to where it costs $1,000 a pill. Well, let me ask you this. Why should we bother participating in your Medicare system at all? those who are healthy, I'm really seriously myself contemplating just telling my insurance agent, get me completely out of Medicare. Get me out of health care. Get me out of Part D. I don't want secondary insurance coverage. I don't want any of that. I'm going to start going to my concierge doctor and paying a monthly fee because I'm getting a hell of a lot better benefit from him and getting my drugs on the side market, not the black market, because they're side markets. They're out there and they're actually dealing in drugs and prescription medicine that you can buy in the open market. They're there. It's just that people are too scared. They're too scared. I have to crawl into my hole and hide. Oh, my God, I don't want them kicking my door in and taking all my drugs. I better just get down and kiss their proverbial asses because, oh, my God, they'll come for me. Buddy, if you've already gotten the jab, they've already come for you. Like I said, remember, I have no filter. And not only that, but the Biden administration, through the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, are approving the entry of thousands. They're handing out very boutique status. You know, they're doing this for a reason. I mean, all you have to do is go back to that first story about sperm counts dropping like mad. Well, they've got to import more immigrants so we can change the political structure of the country. Yeah, I can see Lyndon Johnson rolling over in his grave. Yeah. Lady Bird, get into bed, kick off your boots, and we'll talk about it. Yeah, very boutique status, my ass. Yeah, this is according to a report by Todd Benzman, senior national security fellow with the Center for Immigration Studies. How they're watching everything going on down there. And see, here again, Jim Jordan, everybody else is telling Mayorkas, listen, Dorcas Mayorkas, you're going to resign or we're going to impeach you. Yeah, no, Mayorkas isn't going anywhere. You see, because the Senate has to also hold a trial. And they have to approve for Dorcas Mayorkas' impeachment. And if it comes to a party line vote and Kamala's the tiebreaker, well, we still have election races in the Senate that still need to be decided. So nothing's happening until after December 6th. And then there might even be another recount. And then there might be lawsuits. And nothing ever happens. The system just keeps on perpetuating the fraud. They seem to think this definition of insanity, people are just going to ignore it. Oh, yeah, we'll just keep the same Dominion voting machines in place, whatever. There's nothing wrong with the Dominion voting machines. We'll just keep them in place, even though everybody's yelling and screaming that, you know, all of these Daybold and Diebold, everybody else's machines, they're all fraudulent. Where's the proof? Well, you know, we've already told you that the machines cannot be connected to the Internet. Yeah, but the software can. They're not telling you that. By the way, for those of you that don't want to do the ivermectin, you can get started on Paratrex. I have just been told by the Power Mall. The illustrious people over there know what they're selling. And so if you don't want to subscribe and you want something that is like a parasitic and you don't want to go on the black market to find it, call the Power Mall and get Paratrex. In fact, order 3 bottles so that you got them. Now, we take ivermectin every other day. As a prophylactic, you can do the same thing with Paratrex, okay? So maybe I should have the Power Mall send me one so I can see, you know, the difference between the two. It's always nice to test the waters, folks. And so you can do that. You want to make a good health wish for yourself? You know, start your, what do they call those, New Year's resolutions? Start them now. Your New Year's resolution is to be proactive and start looking at your bank account. And if you're with a major bank, perhaps you need to close your account and move your money somewhere else. Since they're all going to be participating in the digital currency system, you know, eventually the small banks are going to be told, well, you have to participate too because you're part of the clearinghouse and you need to go online and we need to be able to control all your depositors' money. So that if they do something we don't like, we can just cut off their bank account. You see, they did it in Canada with the truckers. Oh, yeah. What's to stop them from doing it here? Nothing. Except Americans protesting and saying, you know what? Let's say that everybody in America went to their banks and took out all their money all at once. Imagine that. You know how many wussies out there won't do it? Now, imagine that if we had a bank run. Wouldn't that be something? I mean, every single bank account just got closed down, and the banks are sitting there going, I guess they don't have, we the people don't have faith in our dollar anymore. No, they do have faith in the dollar because they don't have any other kind of currency unless they want to convert it to junk silver. And then see, you brainwash the mainstream into believing that whatever that quarter is, even though that quarter is worth way more money, that this quarter is worth, you know, $8 because it's 0.990 silver. It's pre-1964 silver. You're only going to give me 25 cents in value for it because we've been so brainwashed into extrinsic value. This is a real big problem. The U.S. Supreme Court, meanwhile, has cleared the way for Congress to get Trump's tax returns. Wow. Yep, the IRS gets to transmit the returns to the House Committee on Ways and Means. And nobody knows how the justice voted. The final vote count wasn't even made public. And in bad news, and this is not the When It Bleeds, It Leads column, a gunman who opened fire in Chesapeake, Virginia Walmart last night was allegedly a manager who used a pistol to kill six people. They were killed when the gunman opened fire around 10 o'clock last night. The gunman was dead as well. No details known about the gunman or the type of firearm used. But this morning, Chesapeake Police Chief Mark Selesky noted the alleged gunman was, in fact, a Walmart employee who used a pistol. They described him, we're talking about the Walmart employees, as the store manager. So what caused him to snap? Goes right down to the old saying, guns don't kill people, people kill people. And then, in this case, they kill themselves. Happens a lot. Especially around the holidays, folks. Time to be a little bit more wary and aware. You ever heard the old saying, be alert? What this country needs is more alerts. U.S. District Court Judge John L. Sinatra Jr., no relation to Frank, has granted a temporary injunction against the New York gun control law barring the licensed carry of concealed weapons on private property. That's the third decision against New York gun control in the last 2 months. See, they're always going to try to find ways to restrict the right to bear arms, but if you read the Second Amendment, if you believe in it, shall not be infringed. Period. Yeah, that's a constitutional right. It's your God-given right. And you peacefully hold it for the means of self-defense, right? The Texas Supreme Court, by the way, has ruled Harris County should count over 2,000 votes cast late on Election Day. They were cast during an extended one-hour period of voting, by the way. And do you see anything wrong with it? We don't know whether it be outcome determinative or not. Fact of the matter is, 2,073 votes were cast during the extended voting period on Election Day, under which polls were open past 7 p.m. Is the 2,073 votes going to make a difference? I guess that's what we have to look at, right? The U.S. Supreme Court, according to John Whitehead of Rutherford Institute, has refused to rein in the government's power to indiscriminately pick and choose the laws by which it will abide, especially as it relates to the Sixth Amendment, constitutional rights of the accused in criminal cases. Huh. That's why they're holding all the people at the D.C. gulag. Whitehead writes, we now live in a society in which a person can be accused of any number of crimes without knowing exactly what he's done. He might be apprehended in the middle of the night by a roving band of SWAT police, might find himself on a no-fly list, unable to travel for reasons undisclosed, might have his phones or his internet tapped based upon a secret order handed down by a secret FISA court, with no recourse whatsoever to discover why he was targeted. Yep. Yeah. John Whitehead has a book out called Battlefield America, The War of the American People. You should get a copy if you don't know what I'm talking about here. And there's concerns about China being a threat to the U.S., which aren't isolated to technology. There's concerns about foreigners investing in U.S. agriculture, which aren't isolated to Chinese investors. Yep, House Republicans are asking the General Accounting Office to look at foreign ownership and demand disclosures. China's buying up real estate here in the U.S., folks, and nobody's paying attention. The Biden administration also announced yesterday that it's extending the pause on student loan repayments through June of next year. Wow. But people like me paid our student loans off. Huh. Wow. See, they got to do something to gain favor. Yeah, June 30th, 23rd. Don't forget now, I'm the one that vote for me because I'm the one that extended the repayment pause. See, it's just hurting the contracts. It's hurting the banks. We can't hurt the banks. How many times you had judges say that in foreclosure court? Well, I'm sorry, you must have all your evidence in order. It appears all your evidence is in order, and you definitely have a case here. But, Mr. Attorney, we can't hurt the banks. Your Honor, I got a question for you. Is your pension in one of these hedge funds? Well, I'm going to fight you with contempt because you're being a smartass, Mr. Counsel. So you get to bring your toothbrush and go to the Gray Bar Hotel. You see, that's how they're threatening attorneys that stand up for homeowners. I even saw a video, and they're out there. In Palm Beach County, Judge Harrison had an attorney thrown to the ground and shackled, and the guy's got a heart condition. His wife is in the background. Both of them are attorneys, and he's screaming bloody murder. She's screaming, hey, leave him alone. The guy's got a heart condition, and you're slamming him on the ground and handcuffing him because this judge decides he's going to be a monster. He's still on the bench. Egg prices at grocery stores are hyperinflated now, which is why I have hens. Six hens are laying. Nope, I've only got five. And, of course, I've asked my son, who works in the poultry industry, to verify the plants that he's working. How many have been? How many birds have been murdered due to a severe flu outbreak, bird flu? I mean, 37 million egg-laying hens have been put to death this year. 10% of egg production down the toilet. That's why egg prices are up. We're going to be talking to Matthew Landman, and we got so much more news we didn't get a chance to talk about, but you can read about it in our email blast. Matthew Landman, once again, will be joining us after the top of the hour to be talking about chemtrails and 5G and all this other nasty stuff floating around out there here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with us. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.